AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is entering its third week. Talks today did not make any progress toward an end to the fighting. Civilian evacuations continue. Russia's deadly attack on a maternity hospital in Ukraine is drawing international condemnation. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Ukrainian and Western officials call it a war crime.
I'm afraid that we should expect more of the same.
Retired Lieutenant General Douglas Lute, a former U.S. ambassador to NATO, says a frustrated Russian military will get more brutal.
They won't show any propensity to discriminate between military targets and civilian targets.
While on the ground, the war will look like something out of the Middle Ages, with Russian forces laying siege to cities while Ukrainians hold them off.
With extraordinary misery, very brutal tactics.
Lute says history shows Ukraine can beat a more powerful enemy.
Because willpower can beat firepower.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Russian Defense Ministry is denying responsibility for the hospital attack, claiming it was staged to smear Russia. The last time inflation reached this level, it was 1982. With higher prices for gas, food, and housing, the Labor Department says inflation jumped 7.9% over the past year. Press Secretary Jen Psaki at the White House says this will even out.
There are still predictions and projections from the Federal Reserve and outside economists about inflation moderating towards the end of the year.
U.S. officials tell the AP military investigators found poor leadership, inadequate training, and a culture of complacency among U.S. forces undermined efforts to fend off a 2020 attack by militants in Kenya. Three Americans were killed. Prosecutors in the trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, played covertly recorded audio for jurors in which one of the men specifically discussed a plan to abduct the governor. This is AP News. The British soccer club Chelsea is among the assets from billionaire Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich frozen in the UK.
Abramovich has been put under UK sanctions because of his close relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. European and world soccer champion Chelsea is now limited in what it can do as a club. Team activities, from selling new tickets to signing players, were instantly restricted. The unprecedented measures on Chelsea Football Club mean it can operate only under a special Russia regulations license through May 31st. The new rules will hinder Abramovich's rapid plan to sell the club. However, Chelsea is allowed to keep playing, with an upcoming game at Norwich still in the calendar. I'm Karen Chamas.
An armored vehicle maker that customized the limo in which President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in 1963 will shut down operations. The O'Gara Hess Eisenhart Armoring Company filed a notice. It will lay off all employees in Fairfield, Ohio, and close permanently. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.